there are so many believers out there that work and toil so hard at believing that you would think they're still under the law of the Old Testament. They got to do this, not do that. They got to keep this. They got to say that. They got to memorize this. They got to do this three times a day. They got to. What do you? Jesus already did it. Work on believing him. Keep him in your mind. Keep him before your face. Let his words be in you, because your righteousness, as Paul said, is filthy rags. You cannot add to it, and you can't take away from it. You can screw up all you want to, but you shouldn't want to. And when you figure out you did, if you'll repent, says he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Well, that just sounds too good to be true. Yes, I know. But it's still true nonetheless. And if you'll let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, you won't think it's robbery to be considered equal with God either. You'll just be going, well, Jesus lives in me. God lives in him. We're one together. I'm his son. Jesus, oh man, Jesus is my brother. How cool is that? You know, look him in the face and say, Lord, King, Rabbi, brother. Because you are. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That doesn't change the fact that he's your brother. Yes. Okay. Let's turn the page for a minute. Look over to Philippians 4. I'll try to go quick. We're real familiar with this. But again, reminding, encourage, edifying, building you up. Over in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, beginning in the fourth verse, we have this same thing. Fourth chapter, Philippians, fourth verse. Eucharisteo. No, Cairo. Cairo, rejoice. Jubilate. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, let's say it one more time. Rejoice. Jubilate. Celebrate God. Celebrate him. Do it all the time. And then the next verse says, let your, and I learned it, your moderation be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. And the word there, epiakes, that's translated moderation in some, it's translated gentleness in others. And you may remember years ago as we looked into this word, you get the idea that no matter what's going on, which is why they sometimes use moderation, sometimes gentleness. You don't get bent out of shape about stuff. What does that mean? No matter what happens, you're even. Okay? And we have this word, this phrase that we use. We say he has an even keel. Y'all remember that? Keel is a nautical term for the bottom of the boat. With a sailing ship, you even have, especially the racer and stuff, you have an adjustable keel. So the keel sticks out underneath the ship. So you have the sail above the water and the winds blowing the sail. And the harder the wind blows, the faster the boat will go, right? Unless it blows too much and then it starts pushing it over, right? The keel is underneath the water. And as the wind pushes against the sail, the keel underneath pushes back against the water, which also increases the speed of the sailboat. So you got the wind blowing harder and harder. You adjust the keel down a little deeper and a little deeper, and the boat goes a little faster and a little faster. And no matter what happens, that boat stays on an even keel. It doesn't fall over. So that's what Paul said. Look, don't fall over. And you use, look at the word here in Norizo. It says, let your moderation be known. When you look at that word, Norizo, come to know, not to make known. Let all men come to know your even keel, for the Lord is at hand. At hand there is ingus, and literally means contained in the hand. You are contained in his hand. We got all those great songs, right? He is in your hand. There's no reason for you to get bent out of shape about anything because nothing's impossible for you. There's no reason for you to be worried and concerned, which is what it says next. That's why Paul led into that by saying, then, do not let anything cause you anxiety. Metanoia. Don't be anxious. Don't be fretful. Don't be worried. All of those words are used in different translations for metanoia. And the idea is simply, don't let anything cause you anxiety. There's no reason for you to be fearful or fretful. There's no reason for you to worry because God loves you. You're his child. And there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing impossible for you. Even though it may take you a while to get that through, still true. But in everything, the declaration, the supplication, deesis, supplication or entreaty, with thanksgiving, with gratitude. Again, norizo, come to know your requirements engaging with God. Remember what we've talked about that so many times. Don't go to God and start telling him everything you want. He's not Santa Claus and you need to grow up. You know, you go to God and say, Father, what do you want? You give me your words in my mouth, your thoughts in my head, your words in my mouth, so I declare the right thing. Where do you want me to go? What do you want from me to do? That's your proper response to him. And if you'll do that, it says, and his peace, being over all intellect, will keep your intentions and motivations and cardia, your intentions and motivations, cardia, and noema, mental perceptions contained in Christ Jesus. And then a cool word, loipon, means furthermore. Whatsoever things are true and honest, whatsoever things are right and pure, whatsoever things are prosphiles, that's engaged in brotherly kindness, words well spoken, excellent and appropriate praise, logizomai, consider, look down to the end, pay attention to, focus on these things. That's what we're supposed to do. Both of these passages Paul wrote, one to Thessalonica, the other one to Philippi, telling these people that he loved, look, let me tell you what I found out here. This is how you do this. This is how you stay. You keep the attitude of gratitude, plug into that attitude of praise, or actually that'll cause that attitude of praise. You'll begin to rejoice. You'll begin to jubilate, to celebrate, and your life will be good. You don't have to worry about stuff. You don't have to be concerned about things. You sure don't want to respond and act in an evil fashion, inward malice towards someone. You want to pay attention to what's good and do that. You understand how simple all this stuff is? Hallelujah. Y'all go ahead and stand up. Father, I thank you so much for your word. They are spirit. They are life. They will affect our spirit and cause life in us. And I believe it's already happening in them because you said so. Hallelujah. Amen.